Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, congratulations. We consider that a sign of high intelligence. Tracy Eden is with us, folks. Tracy is National Marketing Director for Commercial Finance Group. And they help companies like yours and mine get access to capital when we need to. And so he's here. I've asked Tracy to join us to talk to us about a couple of things out there in terms of getting our businesses capitalized in this time when the issue may not be the capital you need, but the assets to support your request for capital. Tracy Eden, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always, Tracy. Tracy, you're in the business of helping small businesses get access to capital to fund their growth, and everybody knows, you know, Tracy, I've said said this 1,000 times on the show. Blasingame's first law of small business is it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business.
That's the tendency for 99% of them.
Have you ever met, have you truly ever met a small business that was totally, completely capitalized? I've been doing this for decades.
No.
I've never met one. And here's Tracy, the reason is...
Go ahead. I was just saying there's always something we don't anticipate.
Or there's always a place that the business, that your business is like a teenager. It's always going to have some place to put the money, isn't it?
That's another way to look at it.
Yeah, it's always going to be ready to suck up. I mean, you can always look around and find some place to spend money. So, but we've gone through a period of time now, the last couple of years, when the economy was bad, the credit markets were in a condition I've never seen them in. In my long career, and no one's ever seen anything like this since the Depression, the problem the credit markets have been in. But then the other issue is whether your company is a good bet for making a loan or extending some kind of credit facility to them. Talk to us about that.
Well, I mean, the difficulty that we've faced is we got. So the market expanded so crazy, and there was all the scrutiny or the prudence of the credit markets just kind of went out the window, and you know, the ability to gain access to capital, I've never seen it before like that. Now we've hit the other side of the coin where, you know, the banks are having to tighten up because of the mistakes that they had made. They got away from the principles of the credit mm-hmm. environment. Now those are back. And it is more difficult to gain access to the capital. The flip side of that, though, is there's also, because the market is down, inventory demand is down, you're seeing the need for borrowing in general down as well. But for those companies that do have a need for it, there's a lot more hoops to jump through these days than there were 3 years ago
mm-hmm.
in order to gain access to it.
And are you having to, as the extender of credit yourself, your company, are you having to implement the tighter policies yourself these days?
We're having a very difficult time finding companies we can get comfortable with. Yes,
huh.
And
is that because you're required to beef up your own standards, or is it because of what you're finding?
A combination of the two. I mean, we in anticipation of seeing some things get more difficult, we tightened up a tad bit. I can't say we changed a great deal from the prior environment to now, but we did start to, in certain industries, anticipating some of the challenges they're facing, we did start to tighten up a little bit. The bigger problem was the what we were encountering with companies, you know, the really difficult financial situations, financial pictures that we were coming across. Just, they were, quite frankly, the majority of them were overbanked. Mm-hmm. Bank had extended too much credit to them, and they didn't have, you know, I think.
So you were seeing, instead of seeing opportunity prospects, you were seeing desperate prospects.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for some. They had to go somewhere because the bank, basically, the bank was saying, we didn't love you anymore. Not only cutting them off, but they want, you know, they probably got a phone call said, we need you to move your business.
Right.
And so these people were desperately going somewhere else. And they were turning to you or companies like yours. And so, you know, it's been tough. But what I want to do when we come back, I want Tracy to do what I know he can do. And that's to, let's look into next year. Let's look into 2011 and
I'll
see where the opportunity is and see what we can, what can be done to put 2010 and 9 and 8 a little farther in our rearview mirror. 20 till, right back with Tracy Eden. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Sorry.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.